Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey guys, welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm so excited that you're joining me for another episode of my podcast. If you are here for the first time, and if you are listening through Spotify, make sure you hit the follow button and also the little bell next to it so that you can get the latest episodes into your inbox. If you are listening from Apple or any other platform, make sure that you also hit the follow and notification button so you also can get the latest episode. And without further ado, let's get started. So today I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about my Surge program that I created. And it's a program, it's a 7-week program that helps women that have an idea and they've never had a business before to have their business up and running in 7 weeks. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I'm also going to talk about why I created this program and my own trajectory when it comes to running business or having businesses. So I'll actually lead off with that. I will lead off with talking about my own trajectory when it comes to business and my entrepreneurial spirit. I actually started at the age of 17, going on 18. I was still in high school. And I was selling telephone lines through a MLM, which stands for multi-level marketing. And at the time, the only customers that I had, my potential customers, were my mom's friends. So I used to take her telephone book and lock myself inside of the bathroom. Back then, we had landlines. And I would pull the cord from the phone all the way into the bathroom, lock the door, and start calling all her friends and get them to switch from their current telephone companies to the one that I was selling. I would say I was very successful, but I'm not sure if I was successful if they kind of felt sorry for me because I was my mom. It was their friend's daughter. Or maybe I was really a good saleswoman, and I think I would go with the latter. But that was my beginnings when it comes to entrepreneurship. And I kind of went on to do so many different things after that in my life. Everything from other different types of MLMs, but I also had my own dance studio. I had my own photography studio. I taught dance. I had my own English school. There were so many things that I've done. Of course, web design, and I taught photography as well. And all the things that I've actually had a business for, I also, for the most part, was also a teacher as well. So, you know, so that was like the gist of my trajectory when it comes to entrepreneurship. And even though I had many jobs throughout my life, when I say jobs, I mean like, you know, going to a 9-to-5 or I worked for corporate America for many years. I still did something on the side. I still either taught dance or did photography. I still did something aside from that. So the entrepreneur spirit was always within me. And of course, throughout my trajectory, I had a lot of trial and error with different things. I didn't know how to run business. I didn't know how to set my pricing. There were times where I used to be like, why did I charge them this amount of money? This is so much low money. And I would spend so much time, especially with my photography business. I definitely didn't know back then how to price myself. And we would talk, and of course, during my course, we would talk about pricing, because pricing, what I learned later on in life, is really had to do with how you value yourself and understanding what that means. Because we hear all the time, you don't value yourself, but we first need to understand what happened in our lives that caused us to think that we don't have, or we see each other, we see ourselves with such a low value, right? So many things that I've learned along the way. Also contracts, things that I'm going to talk about in the program, how to write contracts. Trust me, I've had situation where I didn't write the contract and it just didn't turn out good. So sometimes in business, a lot of things will happen, but a lot of good things also happen as well. me running a business, especially my dance company and also my English school. My dance company, I remember I started with one class a week and I went from one class to 12 classes a week. And, you know, I did events and I did different things. I was on the radio. You know, it was really, really cool. My photography business also was one of them that really took off. I started out as a flower photographer. but I went on to doing weddings and eventually also doing photojournalism, and had some really cool acknowledgments within my community and also some, you know, universities and things like that. So it was really, really cool, you know, that my entrepreneur trajectory. Of course, nowadays, I continue to do one of the most things that I love, which is teach. So I do have a new life school where I teach different things when it comes to mind, body, and spirit. And of course, as a business consultant, and of course, you know, my search program. So that's a little bit of my trajectory when it comes to business and entrepreneurship. I would say the one that I love the most is to teach. And so that's the one that I will stick with, I think, as I continue with my entrepreneur trajectory. But I decided to create Surge Program. It was back in 2019. And as a web designer, I used to get a lot of clients that will come to me for a website. And throughout our consultation, usually what I do is like a 1 hour consultation just to kind of find out what it is that you're looking for, how you want your site. And within those conversations, I started to notice that a lot of people that were getting website and they were starting their website and their business had not yet established their business. They didn't have an EIN number, LLC. They didn't understand anything about marketing. They just thought, hey, if I get a website and put it out there, that's all I need. Kind of like Field of Dreams, right? With Kevin Costner. If they build it, if you build it, they come, right? They will come eventually, but there are certain things that you might have to do to make sure that they are coming and checking out what it is that you have to offer. So when I began to notice that, I saw that it was very, very common. And I said, man, I have had so many years of experience when it comes to business and downfalls and different things and things that I've learned, things that I did, you know, could have done a little bit different. I was like this vault of information, and I really, 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 really wanted them to do well, because what I began to notice also is that as they begin their business, they also within a few months, it would be over. And most of the time, the reason why it was over was because there were so many missing pieces to that business that they, you know, that it didn't have. And those missing pieces, I had it in terms of resource and, to teach them about it. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, as one that have tried so many different things and I keep at it, I keep at it, and I keep at it, I really wanted them to at least have enough information to have a foundation. Even if things didn't work the way that I wanted to work, having a foundation on how to run a business, you can take that and apply it to any business that you decide that you're going to open up. So I said, man, if I can just give them that foundation of how to begin and what to do, like what is the process, then even if that particular business that they decided to do didn't work, they can start something else, but they have that foundation with them and they can apply it to anything. So I decided to create Surge, and I created it back in 2019. I didn't quite like fully launch. I did a soft launch back then. And then a few months after that, we went into 2020 and, you know, COVID happened, and I just kind of put it to the shelf and I forgot it was there. I totally forgot it was there until recently when I was looking for something within my notes. I found the program and I was going to like, oh, that's so nice, delete. Something inside of me said, no, bring this back to life. There are people that still need this type of information. There are people that still need this foundation. So I said, okay, then here we go. Let's start this thing over. But I was actually excited because when I start reading through my own notes, through the information that I put together, I said, this is some really, really good stuff. Like, really, really, really good stuff. So I was excited to bring it back. I was excited to put it together, refresh it, revamp it a little bit, and put it together to the world. And so at my core of as to why this is important to me is because I know that one of my missions in life, not one of my mission, but my very, very main mission in life is to make sure that you discover what yours is. So if, you know, and I've been given the tools and the skill set of business. So it is through that avenue that I want to help others, you know, discover that mission, what it is that they have, they're here to do in this lifetime. So what is surge? So surge, let me just first tell you what the word surge means. So surge is a verb and it means to move suddenly and powerfully forward or upward because it only takes an instant for your life to be transformed. Of course, the latter part is my adding. So surge is that. Surge is something that just boom happens, right? And that is why I decided to create it in 7 weeks because it's kind of an accelerated program where you start, you go to seven different stages. Each week you learn a different stage. And throughout this whole stage that you're going through, you're also building your business. You're getting your EIN number, your LLC, you're building your website, and you're also getting a logo. You know, so the goal is by the end of the 7 week, you have that idea turn into a tangible business, a tangible vision and a mission. And by the end of the 7 weeks, you have an up and running business with the website and everything. All you got to do is just execute what it is that you want to execute. So, so that is the reason why I wanted to create this program. So the program has 7 weeks and I am focusing at the time on women, especially women that are, you know, 45 and above who have never, ever had a business before. They've had all these ideas, but they never had the courage or the know-how, the tools to how to turn that idea into a business. And so the main focus is women. But it doesn't mean that if you are not that age or if you're a man or how you identify yourself, it doesn't mean that it's not for you. It's for anybody. It's anyone. It's just that the majority of people that I'm actually looking for are women, you know, age 45 and up. So what are the 7 stages that you get to complete in search? So one of them, we always start with the discovery stage. The discovery stage is where, you know, we take your idea and we look at what's working, what's not working, right? We get to the nitty gritty of not so much of the idea itself, but who you are and what you really, really, really want at the core. So we get to cover that in discovery stage. And the reason why I start with the discovery stage and I dig in a little bit on who you are is to make sure that the idea that you have is your own. A lot of us grow up in certain families that tells us that this is a good idea, this is what you should be. We have also a society and a community that's constantly shaping and trying to mold who we are. So the discovery stage is one of the stages that you get to look at you and we get to remove the noise from what's there. And then we hone in on the idea, but most important, who you are and what you really love, and then we tie it all together. So that is the discovery stage. The discovery stage, we also look at the who, what, when, why, how, and where, meaning, you know, why do you want to start this idea? Like, who is it for? What are you going to be offering? So we get to kind of break down those things in the discovery stage. So that's the first stage. We call it the discovery. So the second stage is the building. The building stage is fun because we take everything from the discovery stage and we bring it into the building stage where we actually get to now start putting it together into a business plan. So we take the all the who, what, when, and what's working, what's not working, and then we begin to build your vision. We begin to build your mission and your summary statement, and all of a sudden you look at it and you have half of your business plan already complete. So that's really, really fun. The third week, we go into branding. This is my favorite part, obviously. this is where we get to talk about branding, a little bit of the history of the branding, how to communicate with your clients. Who are your clients? What is it that you're offering? We get to look at, you know, building your logo. This is the week that you start building your website. You also get to learn about color palettes, you know, why you should, everything, your logo should have an intent to it. So there's all that has to do with branding. We get to learn it at that third week. So the fourth week, I call it the connecting week. So this is the marketing part aspect of the business. So here you learn about digital marketing. Who is your target audience? What do they want? What are they up to? What is it they're searching more for? So we get to begin to create a marketing plan or marketing strategy, how to go after these folks and connect with them, you know, connect with them and let them know, hey, here's, you know, this is what you're looking for. Here's what you're dealing with. And this is the solution that I have, right? Which leads us into the fifth week, which is sales. So on the sales part, actually, I'm sorry, that's the sixth week. So before we go into sales, we deal with prioritizing. Prioritizing is when you get to, remember, when we go into business for ourselves, we will have to wear so many different hats. So the prioritizing week is where you get to set up your business. Like, how are you going to run this business? When are you going to run this business? You also get tools such as calendar, different types of calendar tools, different types of project tools, things that's going to help you run the business smoothly without having you to having you run your hairs or, oh my God, I forgot to post this. Oh my God, I forgot to do certain things. So we talk about automation. So there's a lot of things we talk about on the prioritizer, because the last thing that you want to do, and sometimes I'm guilty of it, is to, like, I'm recording this podcast at 1 something in the morning because I was doing some other things earlier, but I knew that I had to do, it was on my list to do things to record the podcast. So prioritizing helps you create a system, okay, that's going to help you run the business smoothly and not, and you don't feel like you're burned out, because sometimes being burned out is going to take the joy out of running your business or the joy of your why you're doing it. We get to talk about sales. That is the sixth week. So on sales, that's what people get really, really nervous about, because they feel like they need to have some sort of sales experience. Even though I do have sales experience, I can guarantee you sales experience is not what is required for running your business. I've been in sales for how many years? I was in sales for so many years. I forgot to count how many years. And let me tell you something. Fortune 500 companies are not selling. They're not selling anything. They're getting to know you. They're connecting with you. And as they're connecting with you is how they begin to offer things that are solution-based. So what we get to learn on the sales aspect of the week is how to get to know your customer, understand their current situation, see what the problem is. What if that doesn't change? And what is your solution to their problems? Very, very simple dynamic. There's no pushing and convincing, like none of that, right? So we get to learn that on week six. And on week seven, which is, you know, we get this all wrapped up. By now, you should have everything in order, your EIN, your LLC, which you get to, I mean, I forgot to mention, you get to do it during your building stage, and your website is, you know, already ready to go. And we talk about your growth stage. So now your growth stage is, we get to do something that's really fun, which is your 5 years from now, you begin to innovate, even though you haven't even launched your business yet. And why do I like to talk about growth when you haven't even started? Because the moment that you start, I always say, have a list of things that you would like to launch 3 months, 4 months, 6 months down the line. For example, if you're selling, if you decide you sell ice cream, right? And you decide to have 10 flavors, right? This, you start out with 10 flavors, but then you already have this idea of 20 something more flavors, right? Sometimes when you start with all of it, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So saving something for later is always fun because you always have something that you can launch that's new. Always something new that you can launch. Maybe every 3 months a new flavor until you have whatever X amount of flavors that you have. So innovation is something that I always believe should be at the forefront of any business. I don't care what stage of the business it is because things move so quickly and so fast. And if you're not innovative, things will just, you know, disappear. So a good example of that is Barnes & Nobles, right? When Barnes & Nobles, and what was the other bookstore? Borders Bookstore. When Amazon came out and began to sell books, it took them a long time to get up to speed and have those things also online. It wasn't until like Amazon crushed it, you know, for X amount of years selling books. That's okay, let's go ahead and start doing that. So it's like, it's hard to catch up to that, right? So you always want to constantly be creating your own small oceans so that your business can always stay fresh, can always innovate, right? So that is the 7 week we talk about. We will get to talk about that. Other things that you get in the program is handouts, things, templates, things that you don't have to, so you don't have to start from scratch, you know, things that you can use and reuse that works. So you get a lot of those, some cheat sheets, you get the sales, what I like to call it the it's not a sales pitch, but the sales, your sales mini Bible, right? Where you get to look at a formula and you also get examples on how that can actually work for different types of businesses. What else do you get with that? Oh, really, really, really important thing you get with it is coaching. So we get to meet each week and I get to coach you as a group coach, in the different things that we're talking about. You get to ask questions, you know, and of course, for some of you, I would love to have all of you, is also some private coaching. And you will see more information on the website for that, at least 3 private sessions with me. So we can hone in into your idea personally. Let's see what else you can expect. So the things you can expect from the program is how to develop a tangible business from your idea, how to create a simple business plan, how to build and launch your own website, develop marketing strategy, establish your EIN LLC, business account number, time management marketing tools, how to start your business with little no money. Oh, yes, we talk about money as well. Because I want to make sure that depending on what it is that you are launching, sometimes you might need capital from other places. So we get to talk about that as well, where to find capital as well. And getting clarity on the why you are starting your business. So we get to meet every week as a group. Some things will be recorded. Some modules will be recorded. Your workbooks, also the coaching sessions I mentioned. And of course, we also have a support group, the Discord. So any questions you might have, I will be able to answer there in real time. Okay, so that's pretty much the search program. I'm very excited to launch it. It's one of my babies. And I'm want to watch it grow. I want to see it become an adult. But most importantly, I want to see you take that idea and add some offerings to that idea and share with the world, because what has been given to you, the gifts and the talents that's been given to you, has been given to you so uniquely. So uniquely, you might be saying to yourself, well, Rafael, you know, somebody already does. It doesn't matter. If every grocery store, before they open it, say, there's already a Kroger. Why am I Publix? No. Everybody has something unique to offer. There are things that, for example, there are things that only Trader Joe's has. So the goal is to, and this is what we get to do in the discovery stage. We get to create our own ocean. We get to hone it down until we say, okay, here's how we're going to do it, right? And there are people specifically for you that were designed to come listen to what you have to say and no one else. And they're waiting. They're awaiting for you to launch that idea, to turn that idea into a business. Okay? So you can find more information at rafaelasilva.com/surge. And that's SURGE-program. And you get more information there. I'm also going to be putting a link on this description of this podcast. So you can actually go and find more information about it. We start class every 3 weeks. So every 3 weeks we launch a new class. And we're launching, we just opened up for registration April 3rd. And we're launching, and the first class starts April 10th. So go there, take a look at it. Also get on my mailing list. You will find there is an icon at the bottom of the page so you can join my mailing list so you can be notified when we run another class in case you can't make it to this one. Again, I'm excited. I cannot wait to meet some of you. And of course, as always, you can find me on Instagram at I am, and that's I and the letter M, Rafaela Silva, or A New Life School. You guys, sending you so much love, and I pray that you have an amazing and wonderful weekend. See you next week. Hey, you guys, don't forget to check out rafaelasilva.com, where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.